What an awesome night, Lord. You planned it before the line of the foundation of the earth is mine. Lord, to gather your children to glorify your name, Lord. To glorify and magnify you, Lord. You said with drums, Lord. You said with instruments, Lord. We must come before you and be joyful in your house, Lord. And when I look around me, Father, and I see your house, Lord, I know you are so happy and joyous in heaven tonight. You are so happy. Lord, the angels rejoice with you over every person in this house tonight. Lord, thank you for the best view in the whole wide world. Thank you for beauty, Lord. Thank you for your creation, Lord. Thank you that we can drink it in and see your goodness, Father. But still we want to say, Lord, we will praise you. Don't matter what. We will sing to you, don't matter what, Lord. We don't sing, Lord, because of this. We sing because of you, Lord. We sing because of your love for your bride, Lord. We come before you tonight, Lord, because we want to worship you. We want to worship you, Lord, for who you are. Lord, we want to say, you are the rose of Sharon. Lord, you are the lily of the valley. You are the beautiful one, the Holy One of Israel. Lord, you are peace. You are righteousness. You are love. You are so awesome, God. So full of mercy and grace, new every day. But more than anything, Lord, your love that heals, your love that restores, your love that raises up, Father. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you while we are in this Passover season, celebrating the cross, finished work of Christ. We want to bring you a clap offer. We want to say you are worthy. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the ruler of the universe. You are seated high and you are lifted high above every throne, above every name, above every principality. The kingdom of the world belongs to you, Lord. And your kingdom extends day and night, Father. And tonight, Lord, thank you. Thank you that your finger is upon this congregation and upon every person in this place. Your index finger, my Lord, is moving. Your eyes are moving to and fro, Lord. Your eyes are upon us. And we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for your awesome hands. Your loving hands, Lord. That's extended tonight with invitation. Extended, come, my child. Come. I'm waiting for you. I'm longing for you. You are so welcome. Lord, tonight we want to move into the Holy of Holies. We want to sit next to your feet tonight, Lord, because you are worthy. Your feet is so beautiful. Lord, in the Old Testament, the word of God is how lovely. The feet of him, Jesus, that brought good tidings. The one, the bearer of good tidings. And we are here tonight because of you, Jesus. We are here because we want to be feet walking with you. We want to be feet of peace and of love and of restoration. Breakers of hard ground. Those who will welcome the prostitutes, Lord. Those who will welcome them and not rebuke. Those who will embrace and not chasten. Those who will tend and not shear. We want to be that, Lord. And tonight, we pray for your grace upon this word. Father, let it be fresh out of heaven. Let it be a fresh word. Lord, did we not say this is an old word? We don't want to be familiar with your word. We open our eyes. We open our ears. We open ourselves, our spirit man tonight. We subdue our souls, Lord. Our bodies that's tired. We subdue it to you, Spirit of God. And we want to say, you are so welcome. Minister to us. Lord, minister to me tonight. Minister to me. Show me what you want to do through my life. But where I need to restore also, God. Give us the grace, Lord. Give us the grace to press in for the prize. Press in for the mark. Press in till the end. Lord, that we will run rush till the end. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Ons kan sit maar 'n bietjie. het ons vanaand daar vir Engelse broers in die huis. English speaking people in the house? Okay. Then I'm gonna English. No. Gonna mix Afrikaans and English. You know what is so wonderful about God and about us being in Stellenbosch or in Somerset West? God uses the simple things of this world to confound the wise. Really, I want to say it and I want to make a statement tonight. If God did not send me, there's no way that I could stand before you. And something that encouraged me so much is when we prayed about this, is this what God wants? He confirmed that it's His will that we will bring the word to this congregation in this time through Exodus 3:14. I am who I am. And on the end, it ends off by saying, I am has sent you to them. So I know the word tonight is for you. We pray about the word. We pray to receive words for you. And this is what God wants to tell you. So tonight I'm going to speak something new for me about Nehemiah. But what God wants you to do, He wants you to visualize yourself as being part of the team of Nehemiah. You mustn't see yourself as the opposition, because this is all about positioning intercessors and prayers, praying people. And it's to equip you to see and to discern and to realize what hinders God's kingdom in this region. And what hinders us even in prayer. So it is strategic, this message. And I really pray that God will unplug our spiritual ears now. That He will remove everything that Satan has put in to bring confusion. We declare confusion will not operate in the house of God. God's a God of order. We are not double-minded. We are not unstable in all our ways. We are single-minded, single-eyed, focused on the Lord. He's busy raising up a symphony for Him in His kingdom. He wants you as a congregation and every other shofar in South Africa, Namibia and England to be a symphony. That's why we are working hard on a block for different levels of praying people in shofar. So that we can have a secret voice, as it's a secure block. A secret place where we can post and bounce words from God to each other, to the prophets in the nation. And tonight God wants to activate each and every one of us to become successful in His kingdom, to become fruitful in His kingdom. Before I came, God gave me a most awesome dream, and I didn't plan this, but I have to share this with you. Long story short, somebody called me to come and pray over a mic. and I told this person, I cannot pray before I did not. I need to fetch oil. And the specific oil I need to fetch is pomegranate oil. In the dream, I told her, I need to go and fetch pomegranate oil. And I took the pomegranate oil in my dream. And I poured it out on my hands. And it just went on the clothes and everywhere. And you know, when I woke up and I looked up the significance or the meaning of pomegranate, is love and fruitfulness. And I knew this is what God wants to impart tonight. He don't want to bring condemnation. He don't want to let us feel not worthy enough to pray. He wants to tell you tonight, you are on the walls. You are part of Nehemiah's team. But you need to know the opposition. You need to understand how principalities and powers operate to change the destiny of you, your family, this region, this city. And why God planted us here. Strategic, this is a very strategic place to bring God's plumb line, His order, back into the community. So that this community will be freed from hindrance. From advancing in the kingdom. so that the souls that we've been praying for many years will come in, so that the reaper, Jesus, can come, his angels, we working together, can come and bring in the harvest. We are not into shuffling members of churches around. We are not into that. There's enough of that. Jesus is after his harvest. It's the end of times. I had a dream. In the dream, I had to harvest with a farmer in our town. He's called Johannes van der Vaart. And we were on the harvester. And it was late afternoon. The sun was falling over the harvest. It was so beautiful. And he told me, there's not much time left. It's a messenger from God. There's not much time left. In Daniel, the word of God says, those who lead many to righteousness will shine like stars forever and ever. What do you want in heaven? What do we want from God? Do we need crowns? Because the word of God says the apostles throw the crowns before him day and night, day and night. When you go into the beauty realm of the Lord and you go and study what the word says, this is also for us as a church. But we cannot, Jesus will never ever return for a broken church. He will never ever return for a bride that's not conquering. Because he paid a too awesome pricey, worthy price. And tonight he wants you to connect with his heart. He wants you to connect with his love heart. And he wants you to see what hinders not only this church. Because I believe if God gave me the word, this is some things that we need to address. He wants you to realize that this is an international problem. And for us, many of us will be in this congregation for a time and for a season, and this is for preparation. And then you will be sent out. Because it's not time to sit on chairs and warm it up. And I'm telling you today, if God can use me, you don't know. If God can use me, he can use you 100-fold more. 100 times more. If there was one person destined to be a failure in life, I'm standing in front of you. But at a time and a specific season in my life, in a desert period, where I was so lonely, so desolate, so isolated from the love of God because of my choices. Not because of pity, Yanni, Sunny, or whoever, or my daddy, or my ancestors, or whatever. There I've met God. There, I started to hear his voice. And they have answered. And tonight, God wants to come and he wants to speak to specific hearts in this room. And it's specific people that think you are so unworthy to be the Reinhard Bonke of the 2015s. You are not. He paid. He wants to do it. He's looking for vessels. He's looking for women that will say yes to God. He's looking for men who will say, I will no longer control, Lord. I don't want to be in control anymore. I want to serve you with all my heart and all my soul. Creator of the universe, come and create in me a new heart. This is the message for tonight. Demonic blockers of church growth. It's a heavy, but we are intercessors and prayers together, and we are here because we want to learn. We are going to talk about apostolic order tonight. Everyone needs to find a place in the church, because if you are out of place, you are out of order. And if you are out of order, you are frustrated and most probably hindering what God wants to do. This will cause you to be in the way. I'm talking about positioning apostolic churches, because apostolic churches are the spirit of what God wants to do in regions. Apostolic churches brings healing where they go. He brings restoration. It's the purpose of this church as well. So it is vital that each one of us will find our role and grow in it. God wants his house in order because he wants to dwell in his house. Not the building. I, together with you, we are his house. He wants to dwell in us. If the house is divided, wat te deur gaan hy gebruik om in te gaan? He wants to come here. He wants to release his living waters. He wants to give us a prophetic voice. He wants to tell us what to do. He wants to lead us in all truth, direct and equip us. He wants to send us. But he wants order in his house. Order means you cannot just do your own thing because you were born 20 years ago or just because you are here longer than somebody else. Tonight, God wants us to look at Nehemiah in a different way. Remember, we are all on the wall with Nehemiah. The opposition is the stuff that God wants to reveal to us in the house tonight. This is not a projection on any person, but I believe that God wants to sort out and show us how to strategically pray even for this church. Nehemiah 1, verse 8 to 11. Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the people. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are in the uttermost part of heaven, from there I will gather them, bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name dwell there. Amen. They are your servants. They are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, this is Nehemiah's prayer. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant. Let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name. And give success to your servant today. And grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Now, I was cupbearer to the king. So Nehemiah praat. Hy praat met God. Hy bid. Hy vra, Here, gee my guns. Nehemiah sê, wat was sy office in die huis van die koning? Hy was sy cupbearer. So hy gaan nou na die koning toe. Hy gaan vir die koning een guns vra. Ons ken die story. Hoe hy gegaan het, ek gaan dit nou net lees, maar ek wil net gou so een stukkie gaan. Hoe hy gegaan het na die koning toe, van gesê het, asseblief, gee my een brief. Gee my toestemming, om na my vader, waar my vader begrawe is, die land van my vader, my mense, te gaan, om die huis van God te restaureer. En dan die hele proces, hoe dit gebeur het, en hoe hy gegaan het, en eerst die verskillende gates gaan bestudeer het, die poorte van die vervalle mure van die stad van Jerusalem, en hoe God hom 'n strategie gegee het om eerst net 2 of 3 manne saam te vat, en toe daarna 'n paar ouens te kies om saam met hom die muur te begin bou. Dit was nie die hele volk nie. So wat God vanaand vir julle wil sê, miskien voel julle min wanneer julle op televisie na die televisiekerke kyk. En jy kyk toe ver so spikkeltjie op die verhoog in groot skerms om wie ook al preek te kan sien. Maar God het altyd gekies om klein groepies mense te gebruik om mure op te bou. Hy het dit nooit met groot groepe gedoen nie. Dit is onmoontlik om die ouens te organise. Dit is nie moontlik hoe dit gaan 'n klomp boere saamwerk wat oor 1000 is. Ons gaan 10 partye stig. En dit is hoe hy gewerk het in die woord ook. So ek wil voel net God vir julle vanaand bemoedig en sê, julle is nie in die fisiese multitude nie, maar in die gees. In die gees is julle baie. Nehemiah 2 vers 3. I say to the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my face be sad when the city, the place of my father's graves, lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire. We see a burden in his heart. This is what we need, a burden. Then the king said to me, what are you requesting? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in my sight, that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it. Verse 6, and the king said to me, the queen sitting next beside him, how long will you be gone, and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me when I had given him a time. So amazing that God even directed Nehemiah in a way that he could give the king a returning time. Now, I'm going to read because this is the words that God gave me and I don't want to go off the point. So we can see that Nehemiah was a man of submission. He recognized authority that he was under. He went to the king. He asked him to send him. The king didn't come to him. He said, Nehemiah, I heard on the streets, there's something you need to do for God. He humbled himself and he went to the king. He asked him, send him. And the king did so. Here is Nehemiah, a man with a burden for his nation. He had an apostolic mandate upon his life. I want us to think now. This is the pattern in the Old Testament. But we are in the New Testament. We are in the last church, the church dispensation. So when I speak about the Old Testament, the pattern, we must apply it to us today. So he had an apostolic mandate upon his life. He was sent with a written letter, and that was to build the church. We have a written letter. It is the word of God. We have a mandate. We have a written, legitimate mandate. We are the only people with a mandate to build. Though sometimes it seems as if the kingdom of darkness advances, but we have the mandate. We must just take it up and start to speak these things into existence. To rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, this was the mandate. Here we see one of the strongest patterns of an apostolic man. He is a builder. He has a mandate to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He has a powerful purpose for his life. And the anointing and grace was on his life to be a rebuilder of broken walls. When you are linked to an apostle or an apostolic ministry, that same demand is going to come upon you. Because that is the grace that is upon the leader and the ministry. And if there's something important that you need to know tonight, it's this. It's not only the leader, the spirit, the visionary that has this demand on his life, but those who yoke with him. Because it's not an uneven yoke. It is an even yoke. And the anointing from daddies to sons is supposed to be double. So we must not desire what our leaders have. It's not from God. We must desire what God wants to do for our lives. I'm not supposed to mimic Joyce Meyer. I'm supposed to mimic Jesus, the Son of God. If we will stop to compare ourselves to big ministries, we will start to become very effective. Very effective. When you are linked to an... Ja, dit het nou niet veel julle gesê. Now Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Is that true? I will build my church. Who is inside you and me? Jesus. Why do I fear? Why do I back off? We are not called to build our own ministries, our own churches, but Jesus said he will build his church. It's a universal church he's speaking about. There is only one church, that is the church of Christ. When we build, our focus must always be kingdom of God that must come. No competition, no division. A house divided cannot stand. Ouens, hierdie goed weet ons, maar ek sê julle vandag, ons leef het nie. Die head knowledge moet nou heart knowledge word. Ek het gisteraand gesê, if we want the mind of Christ, we need the heart of Christ. First the heart of Christ, then the mind of Christ. Otherwise we will always use the word of God to stab people. And it's supposed to bring love and bring deliverance. We must desire more than anything the love of the Lord in our hearts. And whenever we even have to rebuke or reprimand, it must not come out of a bitter root. It must come out of a desire to see the word of God taking statue in people's lives. So if we still tend to rebuke, to get someone back, or to bring order, just ask God to soften you. Don't disqualify yourself. Ons is in 'n proses hierso om te restore. Het ek nou hierdie gelees? Nehemia 2, vers 9 to 12. Then I came to the governors of the province beyond the river and gave them the king's letter. Now the king has sent with me officers of the army and horsemen. But when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Ammonite's servant, heard this, it displeased them greatly that someone had come to seek the welfare of the people of Israel. And this is what God wants to speak about. He wants to speak about the Sanballats and the Tobias in the community. He wants to speak about principalities and powers that works through people to hinder the advance of the church. He came with a legitimate letter. When we do a church plant in our townships, we go and we proclaim in the heavens, we have a legitimate letter. We are here to plant a church on God's command. And the churches grow in our township regions that grow. We've built it, a building, a steel structure building, nearly 8 years ago. And in that church, per Sunday, 800 to 1,000 people. But because they understood how to do governmental declarations, I would say. Because when you go into a region and you plant a church and you come and you say, like Nehemiah, here's my letter. This is the word God gave me. Like he gave me, Exodus 3:14 to be here tonight. If the things come to me, I just say, God spoke. No arguments. We don't need to argue. We spend too much time to argue with evil spirits. There's nothing to argue about. Because the ruler of the universe spoke. And I am here on his behalf. And I pray that this will open your eyes tonight. Verse 10. But when Sanballat, when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Ammonite servant, heard this, they displeased them greatly. That someone had come to seek the welfare of the people of Israel. So I went to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Then I arose in the night, and a few men with me, and I told no one what my God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem. There was no animal with me, but one on which I rode. So Nehemiah is a sent one. His mission is to build the church. He has an apostolic mandate. He enters the territory. He's not ashamed. He's not afraid. enters our territory because God sent him. But here is two men, Sanballat and Tobiah, with an anti-apostolic mandate. They want to resist the rebuilding of the Church of God. They are not pleased with what is happening here. They are to kill the apostolic move of God. These two people represent a principality that does not want God to rebuild the church, that does not want God to send strong people into regions to rebuild. So these demon-controlled people are assigned to resist what God wants to do in a city. In my town at the moment, we have truly a struggle in every church. And you know what would happen? Reborn children of God would all of a sudden go to the municipality and say, we don't want this church here. They sing too hard. Too loud. Not too hard. I can also like a translation. They sing too loud. Reborn children of God. Ons vrienden. So it's all met hulle gewerk. They go and they draw up a petition against churches. And you know what churches? The prophetic churches. And they bring these letters to the governor of our town. The Tobias and the Sanballats of the community are controlled by principalities to destroy God's work. Does want God to deliver them? Yes. He wants them to come to repentance. But if they persevere in their vervolging, persecution, God will uproot and remove them. I've seen it. God wants to do some things in cities. So they are going to do everything they can to keep Nehemiah and us, we are with him on the walls, to rebuild the walls, putting the gates back, and from putting the church back in order. This is the pattern that we can expect today when God raises up an apostolic church. An apostolic church is a church in order. It has apostles. So the church is in order. There's order in the house. There's apostles, there's prophets, there's evangelists, pastors, teachers. Its purpose is to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. Dis hoekom ons a visie en a missie statement het, wat insluit leadership training, equipping, missions training. Daar is goed in plek gesit in 'n apostolic kerk. Jy kan gaan kyk in ons nasie. Alle kerke het nie dit nie. Meeste kerke funksioneer op dag tot dag krisis bestuur. Its purpose is to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. So it is not pastors pushing the congregation or him building a platform so that we can sing, listen, and go home. Now an apostolic church is an equipped church that know and understand the calling and the walk in it. And they walk in it. It is not about religion and agendas. No, it is about God's purpose and plan for a region or a city. Ouens, weet julle wat? Ons is nie hier geplant om ons te vermaak nie. Of om 'n blessing van God te download elke Sondag nie. Ons is veronderstel om die blessings te download en 'n blessing te wees in die community. En wanneer ons Sondag kerk toe kom, moet ons 'n blessing wees. Jy, sussie, moes 'n woord gekry het by God vir Sondagoggend vir iemand in die huis. Hy sê, kom met 'n lied, kom met 'n woord, kom met 'n wat? But I tell you something, it scares people when you come to church and you say, I've heard from God this morning. Ek wil julle bless. We've prayed for the congregation and we said, Lord, is there somebody, is there a person? Lord, speak to us about this congregation. And God explained to us something about a special person in this room. He showed us how he looks. He showed us sy figure. And he gave us insight in what God wants to do with his life. Why? Because God's got his index finger on this place. God told me, and I can with boldness say this today, because I trust God in me. He told me, these people in the house, they are prophetic. But they are not so much prophetic to bring words of encouragement and stuff like that. They are prophetic because they are in tune with God. And God will give them the ability, one or two men, to go into the throne room where God will give him plans for new patents the way he did with Moses. Do you believe God can do this? Do you believe God can do this? Amen. And do you believe he wants to do it? Amen. Van ons wiskundige formules, my seun is daar jaar op Stellenbosch Universiteit, en dan as hulle in die wiskunde klas is, neem hy altyd foto's. Dan stuur hy vir my, enige vrae maar. Net om my te wys waarmee saf vir hulle. Maar, weet julle dat die wiskunde stellings, wat wie ook al uitgedink het, wie was dat slim man? Tot vandag toe nie weer leeg kon word nie. Hoekom nie? Hy het dit nie by mense gekry nie. Hy het dit by God gekry. Ek was daar waar Luther die Bybel vertaal het. Ek en my man was 25 jaar getroud hierdie jaar, en ek het 2 jaar terug vir pa gevra, as dit enigszins sy goedkeuring wegdra, wil ek in Duitsland 50 word, en ons huweliks herdenking daar doen. En hy het dit vir my gegee, want ons pa loved it, as ons vir hom sê, wat ons wil hee. Hy is soos sy pa, en ek het die voorreg gehad om in 'n kasteel te bly, want daar was 'n special vir daai tyd, goedkoper as wat ek in eerste hotelle in Suid-Afrika kom bly. En dit is die kasteel waar Luther die Bybel vertaal het. En ek het iets uitgevind, ek was in Bach se huis, soos was daar. Bach het geskryf, elke lied wat hy komponeer het, het God in die hemel vir hom gegee. Het julle dit geweet? Skryf ons liede wat ons in die hemel gegee. Ek het begin deur te sê, in hierdie huis is prophets, wat van God moet download, en daai patente moet vir die endtime kerk finansies genereer, ouens. So jy weet van wie God praat, jy weet wie jy is, begin jou hart reg kry, wanneer die finansies inkom, dat jy nie dan begin redeneer met die Here. Dat jy nie dan vir hom sê, maar God, die setup kostes van die fabriek, maar God, maar dat jy vyfvol sal wees met dit wat God in jou toe vertrou het. Today the church has grown weak, powerless, because of religion, humanism. And God wants to bring restoration through strong apostolic ministries. We are on the walls. Nehemiah chapter 6. In this chapter, God exposes that Satan was sent in to stop the apostolic church from advancing. Nehemiah 6 verse 1. Now when Sanballat and Tobiah and Gesem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left in it. Although up to that time I had not set up the doors in the gates, Sanballat and Gesem sent to me, saying, come and let us meet together at Hakkenpirim, and in the plain of Ono. But they intended to do me harm. Julle moet nou luister na die strategie van die vyand. Want dit is goed wat in die kerk is. And I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? So Nehemiah is gefokus. Hy discern die stem van die Here. Hy weet human spirits are talking to him. Hy weet dis nie die stem van God nie. Dis een van die belangrike dinge vir ons wat restorers is, wat opbouers is van vervalle mure. Ons moet leer hoe die stem van die Here klink. As die boetie of die sissie van waar ook al kom, om jou aandag van die muur af te vat, ons wat op die mure is en herbou, moet jy sê, weet jy wat, ek is baie lief vir jou, maar God het dit nie met my gepraat nie. Gaan in vrede. And I sent messages to them saying, I am doing a great work. I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? And they sent to me 4 times in this way. And I answered them in the same manner. In the same way, Sanballat, for the 5th time, 5 keer, sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, it is reported among the nations. And Gesem, where now is so? Sanballat skryf die briefie. Hy roep iemand as 'n getuie vir sy vals beskuldigings. And Gesem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall. Stop dit gou, soos, dis die middel van vers 6. Maar, kyk wat is die strategie van die vyand. Eers het hy gesê, kom af man, kom praat ek hier met ons. Distraction. Toe kom hy met vals beskuldigings. En hy roep mense as getuie, daar's 'n plotting going on. Daar's 'n samenswering, 'n ongoddelike saamstem van mense teen, nie teen my nie. Sê maar ek's nou Nehemia en julle is saam met my op die muur. Nie teen my nie, nie teen julle nie, maar teen die planne van die Here. So wanneer jy deur hierdie vuur gaan, moet jy nie jouself as 'n victim sien nie. Jy moet die koninkryk van God wat sukkel om vorentoe te gaan sien. Dan gaan dit makliker wees om vry te spreek en om te bid en te intercede vir die ou wat bietjie van pad af is. Ons vat te veel goed persoonlik op. Dis territoriale issues. Dis nie jou issue nie. Jy is die agent van God. Jy is Nehemia en jy staan met 'n klomp mense op 'n muur. En as dit so werk, dat dit iemand is wat naby aan is vir wie jy lief is, wat gebruik word, ouens, gebed is powerful. Die sin die ding en vat hom vas. Ons het die autoriteit om dit te doen. Dat, ek het nou gelees, it is reported among the nations, and Gesem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall. And according to these reports, you wish to become a king. And you have also set up prophets, where now we, to proclaim concerning you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah, and now the king will hear of these reports. So now come and let us take counsel together. Then I sent him saying, this is Jeremiah, Nehemiah what he said, no such things as you say have been done, for you are inventing them out of your own mind. Wat sê die Here? Geen wapen wat in my gesmee word sal staan bly nie, en elke tong wat in my opstand sal wie weer lê? Wie? Ek, ja, die Here sê, ek sal dit weer lê, want dit, hy sê, dit is my erfporsie op die aarde. So weet julle wat doen ek, as daar vals beskuldigings is, want ons het ons nou uit Shafer geplant 4 jaar terug in Standerton, en dit is groot oorlog in die heavenlies en op die aarde ook. Ek gaan na my pa toe en ek sê vir hom, ek wil hierdie saak in die hemelse hofsaal aanmeld. Pastoor, whoever, gaan van huis tot huis, en hy sê, ek is 'n vals profeet. En hy sê vir mense, ek is duiwelbesete, ek kan myself nie beskuldig, ag, beskerm nie, Here. Hy het gesê, ek het 'n advocacy of Christ. So ek gaan na die hemelshofsaal toe en ek sê, hanteer vir my die saak. Raai wat? Mense kom repent. Nie vir my nie, maar as God gesê het, elke tong sal weer lê word, beteken dit, as het nie gedoen word nie, kan sy koninkryk nie glorie kry nie. Dit gaan nie oor Amanda, of Theo, of Nick, Jaco, of Winnie. Ons moet van onsself af wegkom. En ons moet kom op 'n plek waar ons sal verstaan. Ons staan op 'n muur, ons is besig om God se huis te herbou. Maar sy gees deur ons wil dit doen. Ons kan dit nie doen met woorde en met e-mails wat rondvlieg. En ek noem al die goed wat in my dorp gebeur. Vals beskuldigings, mense wat jy nie meer in spaargroep het, die ouens wat jy saam mee gebid het, wat babetjies het vandag, wat nie kon swanger word nie. Wat maak of jy nie bestaan nie? Ons kan nie daai goed aan ons vleis laat vat nie, want jou liefde gaan verkoud, sussie. En jy sal nie met liefde van dat persoon kan intercede nie, jy gaan met bitter root judgment kom, en jy gaan jouself wil verdedig by die mens. En die oomblik as jy jouself begin verdedig het, het jy nie uitfokusie in die hemel nie. En ons gaan sien, for they were all wanted to frighten us, thinking, their hands will drop from the work, and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. So wat was die stad in sy volgende strategie? Vrees. As jy nie, gaan ek my tiende onttrek. Dis wat by ons in die dorp gebeur. Ek deel met julle goeders wat werklikhede is. Ek weet en ek glo hier is 'n nuwe gemeente. Dit gebeur nie hier nie. Maar ons praat van, ons is op die mure en ons moet die strategie van Satan weet. Nou kom vrees. En ons kan nie vir dit oopmaak. Want dit maak jou swak. Dis wat die woord sê. Their hands will drop from the work and it will not be done. Discouragement. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. Now, when I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delilah, nie Delilah, nie Delilah, son of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home, he said, let us meet together in the house within in the house of God within the temple. Hier kom die volgende trick, religious tricks. Dis mense hierdie wat in die huis van God was, hoor. Hierdie appies was nie, dit was ouens wat veronderstel was om in die huis van die Here te wees. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. They are coming to kill you. Kom ons doen 'n midder nog vigil. Moenie daar buite gaan bid nie, moenie die mure daar opbou nie, moenie na die prostituie toe gaan nie, moenie hulle na die Here toe lei nie. Los die dronkaards, los lehoogies, dis te gevaarlik. Wat die Here ons wil hê. Dis in die broukenis van die wêreld. Nie 'n holy kliek. Maar hier kom hierdie ou, dis sy volgende strategie. Hy het nie geval vir dit nie, hy het nie vir vrees geval, hy het vir intimidasie geval nie. Hier kom hy en hy sê, kom ons gaan na die huis van die Here toe. Dit is te onveilig op die muur. Intussen dat het hier Nehemia van God gehoor, veg met die een hand, bou met die ander hand. En hierdie ouens werk my maat. Hulle maak seker skofte. Is awesome. Dis wat hy wil hê ons moet doen. Veg met die een hand, pree en bou met die ander hand. Jou liefdeshande. Bou die kerk. But he had pronounced the prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. So hy het 'n vals profeet gestuur om 'n vals woord in die huis van God te bring. Maar Jeremia, ag nee, Maya is in sy oortjie is reg. Hy hoor, hy's ingetune. Sy selfoon werk. The ungodly three disagreed with God's plan to rebuild the walls. They teamed up against Nehemiah, opposing him. They want to do him harm. Die Here wil vanaand hê,
ons wat die huis bou. Ons sit almal vanaand in hierdie huis, ek en Kluis, om van God te hoor wat hy sê vir 'n tyd soos hierdie rondom sy kerk. Hy wil hê ons moet wakker wees. Ons moet wakker wees vir offens. Ons moet wakker wees vir intimidasie. Ons moet wakker wees vir vrees. Ons moet wakker wees. Julle, ons het 'n fotoverswinkel. Nou, wie van julle weet niks van foto's nie? Ons het verander van analoog na digitaal. Van 200 filmpies 'n dag tot 100 foto's op 'n maandag. Verstaan julle wat dit aan 'n omset van 'n besigheid doen? Nou moet ons nog 'n kerk plant, want God het gesê. En ek het gehol al die windrigtings in my dorp, tot op 'n dag wat God my in 'n hoekie gekeer het en gesê, gaan jy dit doen, of gaan ek iemand anders kies? Wat is die volgende reis? Die mense van die dorp gaan nie eers vir jou 100 foto's 'n dag bring nie. Hulle gaan nie meer by jou raam nie. Jou lasermasjien gaan stil staan. En so het elke reis gekom en moes ons elke reis konker. En sê, Here, ons het al liedjie gesing. Dis gevaarlike liedjies om te sing. Ek sê julle vandag, want God vat ons, as hy ernstig is met jou lewe, hy is ernstig met jou lewe, maar as jy ernstig is met die song, gaan hy jou soen toe vat. Ons was daar. Ek was op 'n plek waar die Singomas in die winkel gekom en gesê het, hierdie territoriale gebied het Satan vir my gegee. Niemand heers hier nie. Ek heers. Ek het 'n legal right. Maar hy het nie geweet nie. Ek het die legal right. Want God het vir my mandaat gegee om 'n kerk te plant. En die legal right is die Bybel. En die woord waarmee hy my die assignment gegee. En die intercessors slaap nie. Hulle is wakker. Ons is wel in ons middeljare. Maar ek sê vir julle, ons kan wakker bly deur die nag. En ons het gegaan. En na territoriale gebied en ons het vir daai principalities en daai powers gesê, met die vrees van God in ons, nie met arrogantie nie. You've got no right. Jy moet uproot en jy moet gaan. En toe een aand toe sê God vir ons, ask my judgment. God judges, we cannot, we are not allowed. And we pray and we say, okay God, then we ask your judgment. En daai nag het 3 plekke afgebrand. Die Oos-Afrika hekse plek en 2 ander. Dis nie ons doing nie. Maar God is ernstig met sy kerk. En ek sê vandag vir julle, as julle soos Nehemia op die muur ernstig gaan raak met die Here en net na sy stem gaan luister, gaan hierdie 'n fortified place vir God word. Hier gaan siele tot bekering. Hierdie plakkie gaan opval. Ek weet nie waar gaan ons weer so view kry nie, pastoor Theo. Want ek sien nie graag verskuif as ek in so 'n plek gebly het nie. Ons moet maar 4 dienste 'n dag doen. Vroegoggend. Ek gaan net al hierdie goed net verbygaan. In Jesaja 3 vers 9 sê die woord, I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock. 'N apostel is iemand met 'n voorkop van flint. Hy is nie bang vir 'n encounter nie, want hy weet, hierdie ding is deur God versterk. Dit is nie my doing nie, dit is Jesus doing. So don't be afraid of them, or fear the angry looks, even though they are rebels. Die mense som het week gebid het in my dorp, toe ons begin het om die kerk te plant. Angry looks. Weet julle hoe lyk dit? You are my enemy. En hulle kyk vir jou. Maar weet jy wat? Die liefde van die Here. Weet jy wat? As die liefde van die Here deur jou vloei, sussie, weet jy dat geen angry look hom bly nie. God create a situation where they need prayer. And they only knew they know where to go. It's to glorify his name. It's not to glorify any person's name. It's not about me and you. It's about the kingdom of God that must advance through this gate. Jeremiah 15:20. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. Here, ek bid, gee ons voorkoppe van flint. Ek gaan net so net so paar skrifte lees, anders is te lang. Dis Nehemiah 6:13. For this purpose he has hired that I should be afraid and act in this way and sin, and so that could give me a bad name or order taunt me. Order to taunt me. Die vijand gaan kom en hy gaan goedjies doen om jou te provoke to anger. Om jou een slechte naam te gee in die dorp. Moet nie daarvoor val nie. Moet nie daarvoor val nie. Nehemiah 6:14 en 15. Remember Tobiah. Nou bid Nehemiah weer. Remember Tobiah and Sanballat. Oh my God, according to these things that they did, and also the prophetess. Raai wie is die volgende een wat ingesteer word. Nie dat Jezebel nie dier vrouwens werk, jylle moet nie dit verkeer verstaan nie. Jezebel is een geest wat dier enige mens kan werk. Maar hier kom sy in, the prophetess Noadia, and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid. So the war was finished on the 25th day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. So die volgende trick is, hy het al die tricks in die boek, en die Heer het vir ons gesê wat het is, ons moet nou slim word, ons moet nie meer dat goed in ons huis te laat nie. Julle kan gaan lees in Jesaja 58 vers 9 tot 12, sê die Heer, as jy jou daarvan sal weerhou om leens te vertel, en jou vinger uit te steek, na mense toe, en vinger uitsteek beteken, vals beskuldigings, sal jy die opbouwer word van vervalle mense. Ouens, ons vinger, ek wil net vir julle leer wat God my geleer het, en ek kan vir julle vandag sê, wanneer God die opdrag gee, en hy sê vir jou, vat die skrif as jou wapen, kan jy dit gebruik, want hy sal daar wees, Jesus, om die wonderwerk te doen. Jou vinger is bedoel om duivels uit te drijf. Lukas 11 vers 20. Wanneer jy met die vinger van God duivels uitdrijf, het die koninkryk van God nabij gekom. Dit is een warfare ding hierdie. Dit is nie om in jou broerse oog een gat te steek. Ek is jammer, maar ek praat net wat ek hoor. Want die Heere is het ernstige sake met ons wat op die mere is en bezig is om sy kerk op te bou. Die Heere praat met my en hy sê vir my, wat gaan jy doen as een vrou, een ou vrou, hy praat met my in soveel duidelijke taal, as een ou vrou beroof word waar jy by is. Toe God so die tweede, derde keer vir my die vraag, sê ek, Heere, wat wil jy, moet ek doen? En hy sê vir my, vraag vir my, jou wapen. Ek sê, wat is my wapen? Hy sê vir my, Lukas 11 vers 20. Nou weet ek, ek lees nou, wanneer jy met die vinger van God daar was uitdraaf, het sy koninkryk nabij gekom, Heere, maar hoe gebruik ek hierdie wapen? Hierdie ou gaan opwees, seker vinnig wees, en so aan, en die feite is, dat is goed wat thema tel in die spoed, wat moet ek met hierdie ding doen? En hy sê vir my, jy gaan het dekree. En vir 6 weke lang, dekree ek. Sê jy my herinner, dan visualiseer ek my, een rower en een oud tannie, en ek dekree, ek oefen. En toe een dag was hy my Pumalanga intercessors in ons dorp saam, en ek mis melk gaan koop het, want ek is die samenroeper daar. En, ek hoor skielik, ek was net op pad om in ons motor te klim. My laaste geldjies, en toe ek so omkijk, sien ek een oud tannie. En hoepie, kom een manie voorbij my, jong man, voorbij my gehaarkop, en ek besef, oh no, God het 6 weke lang vir my gesê, hierdie oomblik gaan aanbreek. Jere, iets my wapen gegee, en ek staan op die top van my voice, my stem, en ek point my vinger, soos God gesê het, ek moet doen, en ek sê vir hom, wanneer jy met die vinger van God duivels uitdryf, het sy koninkryk nabij gekom, in die naam van Jesus gee terug. Maar ek skree, die groenteboon uit sy winkelkie uit, en die oom wat daar onder is, neel is, van die drooskoemaker plak om uitgehol, en ek tjaatje om. Nou, ek het by my met die teen die trappe op en so deur 'n steegie en toe ek bo kom, toe is hy net aan die einde van die steegie want hy's jonk en vinnig en hy kyk net so oor sy vinger toe ek vir 'n tweede keer vir hom sê. En nee, wanneer jy met die vinger van God, hy was uitreik, het sy koninkryk nader gekom. Gee terug in die naam van Jesus. En hy's om die hoek en ek hol deur en dis twee bruin meisies. Hulle is super vinnig hier verby my. En toe ek deur die steegie is, en ek kyk toe haar kapel so paar honderd meter, so paar meter, nie paar honderd meter, nie seker so 60, 70 meter weg, by Wimpy. En ek sien die meest amazingse ding van my lewe. Hy hardloop in 'n muur in. Hy mond hang oop, en hy draai om, en hy hardloop terug, tot voor my. En hy gooi die beersie voor my voete neer, en hy hardloop aan. Want hoekom? God het gepraat. Is ek sy dogter? Ja. Is ek 'n seun in sy huis? Ja. Kan hy my so gebruik? Ja. Ons moenie onsself diskwalifiseer van ons autoriteit deur rebellie in ons lewe toe te laat nie. Offense diskwalifiseer jou autoriteit in die gees. God diskwalifiseer jou nie. Offense diskwalifiseer jou. Rebellie is as a sin as witchcraft. Ons het met ons seuns, ons het twee seuns. Van kleins af hulle geleer, as jy rebels is, mama en papa werk in ons verhouding, sodat ons verhouding altyd uitgesorteer bly. Is daar soms issues? Ja. Wys my die huwelik sonder issues. Ek wil asseblief hulle sien. Maar ons sort ons probleempies uit. So jy het nie rede om rebels te wees nie, want die root van rebellie by kinders is huwelike wat onuitgesorteer bly. Soos hulle rebels raak, dan sit ons my man, ek gaan sit in, ek sien witness, dan praat hy met hulle en hy sê vir hulle, seun, jy's rebels. Onthou wat sê die woord? Die woord sê, rebellie is soos die sonde van heksery. Wil jy hê dat heksery in ons huis moet heers? Hy overpower nie die kinders nie, hulle moet hulle eie besluite neem. En dit het ons bewaar, ons huis se vrede bewaar. Wat gaan die huis van God se vrede bewaar? As ons nie witchcraft in hom toelaat nie. Charismatic prayers, soul prayers. Ons het nou gesien, as sê, dit is goed wat in jou eie mind opmaak. Die kerk is vol sielsgebede. Hulle het my gegooi met haalstene, hulle het my parabaie aan my gestuur, in ons gemeenskap, mense vir wie ek lief is en wat lief was vir my, omdat hulle gedink het, die kerkplant is nie van God nie. Ek weet wat dit is om by die dood om te draai, van charismatic witchcraft. The church destroys itself from within, when we don't have understanding. Voor jy judge, gaan bid net eers mooi. Sê, Here, wat wil jy van my, van myself sê? Voor jy nog van haar bid, wat wil jy van my sê, voor ek my sissie of my boetie voor jy bring? Is daar iets wat ek moet weet, vir oggend, of vanavond? Dit maak van ons, een sterk bouspan. Want daar gaan minder accusations wees, daar gaan minder issues wees om uit te sorteer in die huis van die Here. Ons gaan inlok soos een man, soos toe ek gesê het, Gideon, you will overcome like one. Weet julle wat is my tragies? Ek gaan daarmee afeindig. Die mooi ding, ek wil net sê van Jeremia, is Jeremia 6 vers 16 sê, and when all our enemies hulle het nou klaar gebou, die mure, alles is herstel. Nou sê, and when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work has been accomplished with the help of our God. It was to the glory of the Lord. If we want to become the strongest team that God had in the Western Cape. The strongest team on his walls. Sort out the issues in your heart. Start in your house. with yourself. Gestaan voor die spieel. Amanda, weet jy wat? Ek wil vandag met jou vrede maak. Met hoe jy lyk, met hoe jy lag, met hoe jy praat. Ek kom vandag om vir jou te sê peace unto you. Here, dankie dat jy my gemaak het soos ek lyk. Dan moet opwees een goeie doel wees. Ouens, dis goed wat ek rarig doen, ek lag om myself te help. Want baie keer haat is soos lyk. And Jesus loves us to bits. He embraces us. Every time when I go to him, he never told me to change myself. Yes, he worked on my heart. He changed my heart. But he never told me one size up or one size down. I'm sorry to say, hy het nog nooit met my daai gesprekkies gehad nie. En my man ook nie. Jou man sê jou lief is soos Christus die kerk lief het. Jou moet dit net en bol net en bruis is al. Wat ek vir julle wil sê is dit, maak vrede met jouself, want dan kan jy begin vrede maak met jou man, die mense na by jou, jou familie, jou kerk mense, en jy gaan 'n powerhouse word vir God, en jy gaan saam in die breiker, die jou breiker werk Jesus Christus. Ek glo God wil hê ons moet vanaand regtig net reageer op hierdie ding. En dit is nie vir my moontlik om saam met elke persoon te bid nie. Maar ek dink, die beste plek om te wees, is wanneer ons worship vanaand, miskien een bykie meer in die binnenkamer. En ons kom staan en ons sê, Pa, ek het verbrou. Maar ek weet, jy wil nie. Ek met deel van ewe en span wees. So ek kom vanavond, wees vir my. Ek kom maak vrede met myself. Ek is nie failure nie. Want Jesus wat in my is, is 'n oorwinnaar. En ek herken dit vanavond. My verlede kan nie meer teen my tel nie, Here. My floppe, dis onder die bloed. En vanavond wil ek sê dankie, dat ek untos Eleutherou kan staan, vir jy nie. But Lord, in this freedom, will you come and activate me? Will you come and make me part of the end time church, van die end time stroper van God, wat die hawes kan inbring? Create me, creator of the universe, create me a heart acceptable for your love and for your heartbeat. And just come and put that in my heart. Kom ons staan, die wat val, sê moet nie, die wat val, staan, die wat val sit, die wat val le. Kom ons bring net ons harte voor God. Father, we just come, we come before you, Lord. And Lord, we call out to you tonight, Lord. We are hungry for your presence. We are thirsty for living water, Lord. Come and wash us tonight, my Lord. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God will be in this house tonight to bring restoration, to bring reconciliation. Make us bold, Papa. In the name of your Son, make us bold to go and reconcile. But first, Lord, we want to reconcile with you in every dimension. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that you created us for a time like this. That you want us to be in, part of your end time church, Lord. Bringing in the most precious harvest of all. The end time harvest, Lord. Father, I pray that you will pour out your love now. In every heart, brokenness be gone. Mend us, Lord. Bring healing, bring restoration. Put your heartbeat, Lord, in my heart. Put your heartbeat in each and every one of our hearts. While we sing, just call out to God. You've got the words. Tell him about it. Verduidelik om die vrese, ontvang vanaand sy liefde. Because the aggressive love of God, of his son conquers fear. He cast out all fear. Father, I pray that you will just come and bless this house tonight with a special blast of your love over us. In the name of Jesus.
Focus on Jesus. So I'll just close our eyes.